Welcome in to the Friday edition of the Daily Tap. It is Friday, August 24th. How is everybody doing? Happy to be back. It is another Daily Tap. Very excited to talk to you guys. We are going to be chatting about a variety of topics. We have a little bit of Packer preseason talk as they get ready for Game 3 against the Oakland Raiders. Then we're going to be talking about, is Matt Harvey really going to become a Brewer? Are we really going to be doing this stuff? And then finally, Free Talk Friday. We have a lot to talk about, including butthole eyes. Yes, I will explain if you somehow have missed this on the internet. But yes, we are talking about butthole eyes. So hot start to the podcast. You know, it's Free Talk Friday, baby. Anything really goes. So as I've mentioned, Snowtap WI is the website where you can find all of your podcast content. If you don't know about Snowtap WI, let me tell you, it is the alternative source for sports in the state of Wisconsin. There is no one like us. There will never be anyone like us. Yes, we do blog and write about topics that you see from beat writers and local radio. Yeah, sure. But it's not done like this. I tell you, I mean that 100%. So as you get on board and continue to go on this bandwagon, we're going to have a really fun fall. I can promise you that much. We are going to have just a great time of football and definitely looking forward to that. So Snowtap Network in the tab, that's where you're going to get all your podcasts. This is your first or second time listening. If you're still on the fence about subscribing, that's where you do. That's where you can listen. If you then need the iTunes link, it's just Snowtap Network. We are going to be posting on our Instagram, Snowtap WI, all the week's content. Not really sure how I'm going to do the daily Instagram with actually being back at work. If someone, you know, was willing to help out a little bit around the Snowtap offices, I wouldn't hate it. I've said that before and got no response. So maybe someone's listening and maybe someone is willing to be more of an assistant. If you are, drop a DM to me whenever you get a chance. I would love to have that conversation. I'd also love to have a conversation about the Green Bay Packers. You like how I did that? Tonight, we have the third Packer preseason game. It is not necessarily as exciting of a third preseason game as you'd usually get. There are not a lot of players playing. It is not going to be the dress rehearsal that you'll see all over the league. Now, that's going to draw some consternation with fans. We talked about that on Tapping the Keg a couple days ago. You can go back and listen to that. But it is a big game for bubble guys on the bubble. And you could argue a couple things. One, that being that it's not a dress rehearsal, these bubble guys are going to get a chance to really show what they're made of, really make a final impression. Because I feel like that fourth game, of the preseason games, the fourth one is by far the most pointless. I don't know if you can. It's kind of like when you know you may be getting fired, and you've done what you can, and even if you do that one final thing, you're still like gonna get fired. You know, it's one of those things. So yes, which bubble players kind of are worth watching? I think the quarterback race is fascinating to me. I know Tim Boyle is gonna probably be on the practice squad, but then you look at a guy like, you know, DeShone Kizer and Brett Hundley, you know, I do think one of them is going to get traded. I honestly do. I think that one will get floated around because, I mean, the value for Jacoby Brissett was a second-round pick. Are you fucking kidding me? That's kind of what Teddy Bridgewater is going to be asked for. I think you can go to a team and say, look, we'll include Hundley or Kizer in this deal. We only want a fifth or sixth. I think they'd want to deal Hundley only because Kizer's young. They could continue to work Kizer into the system, and then Kizer could definitely be a maybe trade bait down the road as you think Aaron Rodgers will play for a few more years. So I don't think they're going to outright cut one of the quarterbacks. I think they'd be more likely to trade one. I mean, they could, but it would be really surprising to me. I mean, it could, if they do cut DeShone Kizer, it just shows how much they fucking hated Demaryius Randle. Running back is another interesting one. Some people have wondered whether Aaron Ripkowski is gonna be let go. If the Packers are gonna go fullback less. I mean, Ripper was a big part of the team last year when Aaron Rodgers went down. So who knows? Maybe Ripkowski is still part of the mix. And Devontae Mays, you know, really hasn't shown anything. I mean, he hasn't really done it. He tore a hamstring with the third day of camp, and Mays just really didn't have enough time, and he's going to be, I don't know where there could be opportunities for Devontae Mays. I mean, I realize the running back position is short, but man, you hurt yourself in camp. I mean, we're going to get into receivers in a second here, but Trevor Davis, I think, is screwed. I don't think there is a chance in hell Trevor Davis makes the team. I would be stunned. I really also, I don't know why anyone would think Jamon Moore is a waiver wire guy. Some people thought Jamon Moore might go to the practice squad. I guarantee you, if Jamon Moore gets put on the practice squad, he is going to be picked up by somebody. There is no doubt in my mind. He is way too good of a fucking player, just talent-wise. You just sometimes have to bet on talent. If Jamon Moore doesn't play a fucking snap all game, all season, he's still worth 1 year of having him on a roster spot. He can contribute in other ways. Find him work on special teams, whether it's a kicker, punt returner, or it's a gunner on punts. Find ways to incorporate him and his athletic abilities if he can't catch a ball. And the guy's extremely confident in himself. I'm always going to bet on guys that are confident. I think Jamon Moore, to me, is the guy I'm watching the most out of. I also think that Kumerow is a lock. I do. I just think the way he's played has shown enough to me that he should be belonging to this team. And the Packers really should be looking at keeping seven receivers. I really do think seven receivers are a tangible thing for this roster, especially with Aaron Jones suspended. I think that in the 2 weeks after, then you have a real conversation there. Cornerback position, you know, it's interesting that Josh Hawkins could be on the bubble, that they think Josh Hawkins or Meach Goodson are quote on the bubble. I'm kind of looking at Ryan Wood's article, which is good. It's a great layout of sort of a cheat sheet of who's maybe on the bubble, who could get cut. And also having Lindsey Pickens as a long shot. I almost said long stockings because of Lindsey, whatever. But no, I think that's an interesting assumption about where Pipkins and Goodson. I mean, the fact that Goodson's a great special teamer should probably probably gets him in. And I don't know. I mean, I've always liked Pipkins. Maybe I've not seen everything. I'm not an all-22 guy. I just think he kind of had some dog in him. Thought he was a decent player. I wouldn't be opposed to having Pipkins on this roster. Another interesting little headline is, you know, will Kyler Fackrell make this team? I know that some people think that, yeah, it's fine. Fackrell's going to be there, and Mike Pettine also said his top four linebackers are Perry, Matthews, Gilbert, and Fackrell, which is really interesting that Fackrell is going to be there. And I don't know. I just don't get – I don't get what the Packers see in Kyler Fackrell. I would love somebody to explain it to me. I don't know. I really do not get it at all. Like, can someone explain it to me? I mean – Wood's article says, well, it's because he's reliable. Well, the fuck? How is he reliable? Does he just go to his assignments? I mean, Kyler Fackrell has done so much dumb shit as a Packer linebacker. I have no idea. Like, the best thing that could happen this game would be for Vince Beagle just to fucking show out. Vince Beagle, you know, needs to have himself a nice little game. I'll just put it that way. There's no other really, like, in terms of, like, stuff lineman-wise, it's interesting. You know, is Byron Bell going to make it? I think I'd rather go with guys like Adam Pankey or Dylan Day. I don't really like Byron Bell at all. I think Byron Bell should probably stay the fuck away. The Cole Madison thing is fascinating. I mean, Madison, to me, doesn't seem like he's gonna be part of this team. I mean, I know it's a personal thing. I had total respect for that, but yeah, I know that Bell has some versatile things, and then there's also the Jason Spriggs situation. Jason Spriggs, I don't think you can get rid of Jason Spriggs. I really don't. I think you'd rather get rid of Byron Bell than you get rid of Jason Spriggs. I think, so where do you watch tonight? You know, what is sort of the watch? And now, also, too, I should mention this. you know, some might say, yeah, this game, just go to bed, whatever, if you're having a cake bake Friday. But if you're going out, good little bar wash. Should you make it a point to go out for the Packer preseason game? No, you fucking pinhead, you should not. But if you're going out already, it's like, oh, Packers are on, so I can ignore every fucking person. And if you get really excited over a preseason touchdown at a bar, I can't help you. I don't know. Maybe I'm a snob. Also, too, if you've tweeted about Jordy Nelson in the last 5 or 6 days, just delete your account. Like, in the, like, I mean, Jason Wilde today. So, Jason, I know that this has kind of been a trope for us, but who cares? Screw it. It's Friday. So, Jason Wilde wrote a pretty good article regarding the sort of the relationship that Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams all have with Jordy Nelson. So then the replies. Some of these are great. We have James here who says, I don't care if Jordy catches the winning TD in the Super Bowl against the Packers. We will always cherish him and his time here. Get the fuck out. Two ones for Mac and Jordy. Of course, that guy has a Bo Ryan avatar. Unbelievable. One of my favorite Packers of all time. Already got his Raider jersey. Look forward to joining the Packer Hall of Fame one day. Absolutely. Tim's the voice of reason. I'll get to Tim in a second. Sean, though, Jordy's the ultimate Packer, and the state of Wisconsin knows it. We miss Jordy, and we know by talking with plethora of fans that Jordy still has it. Love you, Jordy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I fucking hate so many Packer fans. Tim, though, said life moves on. Too much Nelson talk and print. Okay, Tim. I agree with you, buddy. Tim's a great dude. Tim, I salute you. I salute you many ways, Tim, because you're absolutely right. We've talked too much about it, but the pinheads don't allow it because everyone is convinced that this guy is a deity, and I can't get my hands around it. I know this is like the third time I've talked about it, but I don't care. And I will say this. Okay, so I've now been in a corner of an anti-Jordy stan, fair or unfair, but I do respect what he did, and also, too, I would think it would be pretty cool if they did the ball spin with him, Rodgers, and Randall Cobb. I think that would be fucking cool. Fine. Sue me. Whatever. I like viral content because I can post that on the website, get a bunch of clicks. Love Patriots. But anyways. All right. So moving on to the Brewers. They play the Pirates tonight. You got, I believe, Musgrove versus Miley. Hopefully the Brewers can solve the Pirates, who've been a thorn in their side all year. And the question is, could they be adding somebody? So Corey Knebel and Zach Davies are both in the minors. Davies completed his rehab starts. Knebel has been sent down. It looks like they're going to keep these guys down for a week until the rosters expand. There is some wondering if the Brewers did claim Matt Harvey, and a deal is they have till Friday to get a deal done. I am so nervous, guys. Like, I do not want Matt Harvey. I think Matt Harvey would be a fine winter pickup to have Derek Johnson get a full spring training with him. I'm just not sure Derek Johnson can turn water into wine here with another pitcher in a short amount of time, unless they have some grand master plan with Matt Harvey. Now, okay. All right, hear me out. I am very much spin zoning this, so bear with me. But hear me out. What if the whole reason to get a guy like Matt Harvey is they've seen the numbers. I'm pretty sure. You guys can fact check me on this. But Matt Harvey, first time through the order, might be okay. What if their whole plan, and he's a reliable, he's a good pitcher. I mean, he has potential in the future to be awesome, right? All right. I may have spin zoned my way right into Matt Harvey. So what if he is the starter for Freddy Peralta? I know Freddy Peralta was really good, but that was against Cincinnati. But what if Matt Harvey is being brought in to just start games when Freddy Peralta's up? And that he'll only pitch 4 innings, that'll be it, he'll be done. Could you get behind that if that was what they were doing? And then Freddy for 4 if it all works out, and maybe Freddy for 5. And then all of a sudden it's like this two-headed monster of Harvey and Peralta. I could get down with that. Like, I could talk myself into that. And maybe it's a rotation. Maybe it's Harvey, and then sometimes it's Zach Davies. I don't know. I could see the Brewers being on some magical shit this September, and who knows? Maybe Harvey's part of that. That might be the only way I get down with Matt Harvey being part of the Brewers. That's it. Like, it's the only way that I can maybe get on board. Because right now, I have no real rhyme or reason why this would happen. So, who knows? Well, we'll all just hold our breath. Stearns, I trust, I guess. But this is probably his riskiest move ever, I would say. I would say this is by far the riskiest move. It's tough luck when, like, Cole Hamels has been unstoppable for the fucking Cubs. I mean, just kill me. All right, Free Talk Friday really quick because we went long on Packers. We went long, not long on Brewers, but just, yeah, we got to get rolling. All right, so a couple things that have caught my eye. So people have asked if people are going to pay for pay-per-view to watch Tiger and Phil in a duel. My answer is absolutely I am. I am probably going to have to talk to my dad about it a little bit because I don't want to watch it with him. It's like, okay, we'll just split the $50. 25 a person, invite like one of your golf buddies over. We'll watch it. We'll have some beers. We'll have some leftover turkey. It'll be all right. I'm 100% paying for Tiger versus Phil. I get the risk. I'll be very interested to see if it works or doesn't work. Because if it works, you're obviously, you could unlock just a treasure cove or unlock a treasure of sort of potential for golf pay-per-views. Tinder U. So now Tinder has just basically you can meet people just in your college. Interesting. I don't know if I meet my girlfriend that way. But hey, I mean, just do it. And yes, I met my girlfriend on Tinder. What of it? You know? New age to do it. We're still together. We're almost on 4 years. It's incredible. Big Al. I think the Little League World Series is over this weekend. I'm sure we'll see Big Al's fat ass again. I'm so fucking sick of Big Al. Big Al got ran into the ground, like just absolutely drilled into the ground. I hate the Little League World Series. And maybe I just hate everything that's white bread vanilla about America, but Christ almighty, the Little League World Series sucks on ice. And if you don't think so, and you like watching these little runts just hit a aluminum bat around the field, more power to you, but I just could not give one single fuck about Little League. Wrapping up the big talk, the Free Talk Friday, two things. First of all, Petey Pablo's alive. Did you guys know Petey Pablo was alive? Did you know Petey Pablo is still a thing? Like, he was in the Carolina Hurricanes hype video because they're going to have Raise Up be the goal song, which is amazing for hockey. Hip-hop and hockey are things that just don't really mix. It's like ranch and pizza. It's like, it's fine, but it's not great. Yes, I've said it. Ranch and pizza do not mix, you assholes. But no, seriously, like, that is incredible. Like, I am all the way for it. And of course, they're crusty white guys mad about it. They're like, well, I'm canceling my season tickets. What a fucking asshole you are. Also, does baseball need a home run song? Like, I know Eric Thames had the one from Korea, but how good would it be to have a home run song? Like, and I get, like, we have Bernie the Barrel, but, like, once he hits it, do we get, like, a little sound clip, too? I don't know how that would work. Just throwing it out there. Just a thought. Last thing, Butthole Eyes. Yes, to put a bow on this podcast, Barstool and Ariana Grande are currently feuding. Ariana Grande, one of the biggest artists in America, is feuding with Barstool Sports because they said that her fiancé had Butthole Eyes, a.k.a. Raccoon Eyes. And, yes, Pete Davidson does have raccoon eyes. Tough look, though. Tough look for Pete Davidson. She deleted the tweets. But, man, your girl's standing for you, and she has, like, 67 million followers. And so it gets to everybody. The Aaronators are all over Barstool. I mean, it does. It's going to do – Barstool's just numbers are going to fly through. Davidson's like, God damn it. Why did you, like, make this a story? Because now it's a summer Friday. So guess what? All we're going to be doing is talking about Butthole Eyes. Sorry, that's how it goes. I don't know if I'm like a couple days into the new job. I don't think I can talk about Butthole Eyes yet. I had a hilarious other story that I could probably tell at work if I would have had a few more months on it. But right now, just can't. You know, I hate that. But trying to just stay on the even narrow. So, all right, guys. Well, take care of yourselves. Have a great Friday, and we will be back tomorrow to wrap up preseason game number 3. All right, take care. Have a good one. Bye.